In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, on this feast of the Holy Family, I thought that it would be important to speak to you about some family matters. It's important that we know that the primary end of marriage is the procreation and the education of children. Procreation and education of children. So besides bringing children into this world, husband and wife have the obligation to educate them well, to educate the children for this life, but above all, to educate the children for the life to come, for heaven. So it's not enough to have children, but one has to be zealous in leading them to heaven. Now, for those of you who have children, you may have realized by now that educating children, raising children, is not as easy as baking a cake. Normally, when someone is baking a cake, if he adds all the ingredients, if he follows the recipe, the cake turns out good. But in raising children, even if someone has added all the ingredients, even if someone has followed the recipe, it's not a guarantee that everything will turn out well. It may happen that the result is not exactly what one had in mind. And why? Because we human beings, we have free will, differently from the cake. So it is possible that a person who has received the good ingredients may choose to follow the wrong path. And that's the mystery of human liberty, which can choose evil. Sometimes we have siblings who are raised in the same way, and yet some of them go away from God, While the others remain faithful. How can we explain that, if not by the individual responsibility? The individual responsibility of each one of us. And we can see that in the life of the apostle Judas, who was with the Lord for 3 years. He heard his words, he saw his miracles, and yet he chose to act in the way he did. He chose to betray the Lord. So raising children requires a lot of work, but especially a lot of prayer, so that the cake will turn out good at the end. But in spite of the fact that the success of the work is not completely assured, yet The parents cannot dispense themselves from doing what they are supposed to do. They cannot dispense themselves from adding all the ingredients and following, line by line, the recipe. So what is the recipe for raising children well? First of all, parents have to remind themselves that the first and most important duty they have is to lead their children to heaven. In hell, there are a lot of people with diplomas. The most important duty of the parents is to lead their children to heaven. So what is important? First of all, family prayer. Parents must teach their children how to pray, not only by words, but especially by example. Children should see their parents on their knees, praying with them. Example is more powerful than words, my brethren. It's always strange to see Catholic families that do not pray together. But Father, one may say, it is so difficult to gather everyone together. Sure. I bet that everyone can easily get together to watch a movie or a game. But when it's time for prayer, no. Why? After prayer comes instruction. Parents have to teach their children about God. They have to speak to the children about the life of Christ and the saints. But again, one may say, Father, isn't that your job? To speak to my children about God and the saints? Yes, it's my job, but yours as well. Don't think that it's all on the shoulders of the priest. No. The parents are the first responsible for their children. Today we are going through a great crisis in our society. And I believe it is, above all, a crisis of a paradigm, which means a lack of good models, lack of good examples to follow. If the children are not given good examples to follow, what will happen? They will end up by following the bad examples they see on TV, in the movies, etc. Because they will imitate what they see. Lazy parents who let their children spend hours on TV, movies, video games, internet, and I don't even know what. Bad parents. Don't come crying tomorrow saying that you don't understand what went wrong. If you abandon your children to the care of the world will take care of them. You understand what I mean? If you allow your children to see all that garbage which is on TV and on the internet, this is what your children are going to imitate. Because we imitate what we see. So that's why it's so important that the parents limit and supervise what the children see and watch and listen. This is an obligation for the parents. An obligation for the parents. But it is also necessary that the parents speak to their children about the life of Christ, about the lives of the saints, so the children can have models, good examples, so they can have a reference on how to behave in this life and please God. When was the last time you spoke to your children about Christ and the saints? After prayer and instruction comes the duty of correction. Correction. Parents have to correct their children when they see they are doing something wrong. Parents cannot allow their children to be disrespectful. Sometimes the children are yelling to the parents, and the parents say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't want to upset you." Where are we? Everything seems upside down. Parents cannot allow the children to be disrespectful or to say bad words. Parents cannot keep silence and let their children go into the path that leads to perdition. How can a father or a mother see their daughter dressing immodestly and not say anything? How can a father or a mother know that their son is hanging out with bad people and pretend that it's not a problem? How can that be? My brethren, having children is not enough. But parents have to strive to raise them well, to raise them for heaven. We all know it's not easy, but that's the duty of the parents. More than feeding your children and buying them clothes, you have to make them saints for heaven. I hope you understand that. So pray with your children. Speak to them about God and the saints. And correct them when they need correction. These are the main ingredients to raise children well. But for the recipe to be successful, we still needed to add one last thing. Parents need to pray for their children. My brethren, the prayer of a father, the prayer of a mother, has a lot of power before the throne of God for the good of the children. So pray and pray hard that your children will always lead a life which is pleasing to God. But in the case that your children have gone away from God, pray fervently that they will repent and come back to the Lord. Pray with confidence, knowing that God is not deaf to your prayers. So, dear parents, see if you have been using all the ingredients necessary for raising your children well. If so, continue. If not, change and improve what you have to improve. Have courage and don't give up. God will help you to do what you have to do. So today, let us ask the Holy Family. Let us ask Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to watch over our families, to protect them from all evil, visible and invisible. Let us ask that the parents may have the courage to accomplish what God expects from them. And let us pray that the children will be obedient and docile to the parents and to God. So, my brethren, it is in accomplishing the duties of our vocation that we will be going to heaven. So may our Lord, our Lady, and Saint Joseph help us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.